Hi, good morning. This is Microdoses, and I'm on a walk, and I'm hearing the water all around me. And I actually feel very relaxed, but I have about 3 minutes before a phone call. So in this microdose, I'm going to explore being not rushed, but quick. They're different things. In fact, sometimes in the city, in New York City, when I'm walking really quickly, I place this very relaxed looking person kind of lounging in my imagination inside of my chest. And it's like I have this little like laid back one inside of this speeding body that's going like at like a highly myelinated zippy speed. But being quick without rushing is, it's like decoupling those. That's an art. So speaking of art, I've been thinking about the art of disappointment and the art of disappointing others, which we could say the underbelly or the overbelly of this would be the art of being in our truth. Because the truth is coming. I paused because I was hearing someone talk about the other day that to be careful, not, it wasn't directed at me, but I'm integrating it. How do we use we? Because I always think of we as like such a collective experience, and having worked with so many people that are having the same experiences or might be having the same experiences, I want to use we to, because it does feel like a we, it feels like a collective. But what this person was saying that I also feel like is so true is that, you know, we, one, never wants to assume anyone else's experience. I mean, I could be describing something as we and it's the opposite of your experience. And then suddenly, instead of feeling a part of, a person's feeling like in the shadow, you know, or left out, or like there's some other story that's going that they're not included. So that's why I paused there, just to be transparent. So I guess I think I like to flow from we a lot of the time, but with the caveat that, you know, I never want to make any assumptions about anybody's angle or perspective, because everybody gets to have their own reality. And it's really different for each of us. And it also really changes. So, and I guess that's what I'm saying about the art of being in our truth, is that to really do that, there will be people, there will be versions of stories that we have been complicit with in the past, or maybe some of us have signed up for, or happens in families a lot, where there's kind of invisible ink instructions about what's done and what's not done. And then, of course, someone new coming in can explode all of that because they don't know the invisible ink rules. And it's like, shh, can't say that, you know, that sort of thing. But on an even more subtle level, just in being in our truth and not compromising it and saying that feels off or that doesn't work for me, or setting a boundary or saying, actually, you know, whatever it is, being kind is non-negotiable, or it is not okay to speak to me that way, or whatever it might be, that owning our reality will sometimes ruffle or disappoint others, or even make them mad. And what a process to not take that on. Also, many of us, I think, being so sensitive, so empathic, knowing what the reaction is going to be before a person has it, and even kind of almost including it and editing our own expression based on what we at least feel or assume. Sorry, I'm out of breath because I'm walking up a big hill on a mountainside. Whew, and there's beautiful slate blue, metallic blue mountains up here in the distance that are different shades, with this like bright yellow forsythia in front of it. Such a cool, beautiful palette. So just to give you that image and to take a little interlude from this this intensity, but good intensity. So I was thinking a lot about that, and I was thinking that in a way being is the new doing, right? As we shift paradigms on the planet, that being is the new doing, because being in the truth is actually doing a lot. A lot configures around that. And what an art to be, and to be loving but boundaried, but also to not over process or take on other people's emotions, which probably they are looking for and needing to have to come to their own terms with things, or have their own experience or their own evolution. So I think it's a real art, and I feel like it takes practice. At least for me it does. And maybe some people have totally different colors they're practicing, but I'm definitely practicing this one always. And so being as the new doing, it's a different kind of doing. It's a different kind of doing. And it's a shift from thinking of being as not doing, which I think there's been that polarity, right? There's being, and then there's doing something. There's action, or there's productivity, versus when we're being, there's tons of doing happening. But we're not necessarily the doer in the same way, or it's not necessarily us taking a specific action based on our thoughts. It's more like a vibration that's coming through based on our truth. So it's like being the steward of our own truth. It's different. It's a different space. So what is it like to be in your being instead of doing? What is it like to take a day where you're absolutely in your truth in each moment? What is it like to take an hour off devices? An hour where every moment and every second we are in that space. And where shoulds just shrivel up, and where ought tos dissolve, and it's a very clean signal. And if anything comes into our space in that hour, it's met with like a very clear, true communication. And so how can we turn this into a smaller moment to try right now? I don't know that we can. Maybe that's my truth. I hope you're not feeling disappointed. But I think this is a really fun one to architect. So I hope that you try it today when you're listening to this. And if you're disappointed, I guess it's part of what I'm learning. Thank you. Bye.